Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning to you, Jay.
All right, Jeff, you come in with some conversation this morning of your latest story for Investigative Post. It's focusing on a program in the city of Buffalo looking to combat lead poisoning. What's the latest?
That's right. The city in January rolled out a new pilot program to combat lead poisoning. It's their first formal program in place in about 20 years. And it is small, but a good step toward addressing the issue. It consists of three new employees who aim to inspect 1,500 units this year. And so far, given the results of the month of January, they're on pace to do that. That's good news.
That sounds remarkably efficient when we talk about government sometimes, right?
Sure, and it's a complex and difficult problem. One of the issues is they have to get permission from a tenant or from a landlord to enter a building and inspect it and look for the flaking red paint or dust that exposes children to lead and potentially causes lead poisoning. That makes it a little more difficult. You know, there's a lot of education and outreach and gaining trust.
What have they found? Have they been able to find the presence of lead paint in some of these places?
They have. In fact, in the 68 units that they inspected in the month of January, they found potential lead exposure issues, that is, flaking paint or dust, in seven of those units.
All right, so what's the next step then in those cases?
After this, ideally, those three employees, or at least one of them, becomes a sort of case manager that helps the landlord or tenant or both address the issue in a way that is lead safe. You know, because one of the things is when you do that work to remediate lead, you got to make sure you do it in a safe way so you don't, you know, send more lead dust and paint flakes into the atmosphere, cause more exposure, and hopefully to find resources to pay for it, because a lot of these landlords, a lot of these property owners, they're small-time people. They're retired teachers. They live in the same neighborhoods, in the same sort of high-risk properties. They're not people with a lot of money. And that, you know, that's an issue, generally speaking, for the program, is money, or lack of it.
Right, because of this is something that Investigative Post has been addressing for some time, the lead poisoning issue in the city of Buffalo. Safety and health, obviously, everyone wants to put that up at the top of things. But when it comes to paying for it, is a whole different story.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's one of two things that this pilot program lacks. It's a step in the right direction, but one thing that they are not doing yet is going after the big money, and that comes from HUD. HUD underwrites lead poisoning programs in municipalities around the country. They're giving out, in fact, record amounts of money to do that. Buffalo so far has not been pursuing that money. They have not pursued it in 20 years. This is in contrast to, say, for example, the city of Rochester, where and Rochester has sort of a model program, not just in New York State, but across the country for addressing lead poisoning. For the last 15 years, both Monroe County and the city of Rochester have operated separately HUD funds. The result of that is that they have brought twice as much money to bear against the problem as Buffalo does. Here, only Erie County operates a HUD grant to fight lead poisoning.
Jeff Kelly, as always, I appreciate your work and really appreciate you stopping in so bright and early in the morning to talk to us.
Always my pleasure, Jay.